ATED English Competency Test Number 1A, Part 1, Listening, Part A. Four descriptions of the picture will be spoken twice. Write down the correct description on your answer sheet. Look at picture number 1. A. The boy is typing on the keyboard. B. No one is looking at the computer. C. They're putting a computer in a box. D. The child is wearing glasses. Repeat for picture number 1. A. The boy is typing on the keyboard. B. No one is looking at the computer. C. They're putting a computer in a box. D. The child is wearing glasses. Look at picture number 2. A. Dinner is being cooked. B. The food is on the table. C. He has eaten up all the food. D. Someone is serving the meal. Repeat for picture number 2. A. Dinner is being cooked. B. The food is on the table. C. He has eaten up all the food. D. Someone is serving the meal. Look at picture number 3. A. They are taking off their boots. B. The children are carrying umbrellas. C. The girl is dancing. D. The boy is wearing a hat. Repeat for picture number 3. A. They are taking off their boots. B. The children are carrying umbrellas. C. The girl is dancing. D. The boy is wearing a hat. Look at picture number 4. A. They are putting on their coats. B. They are running around. C. They are standing against the wall. D. They are sitting on a bench. Repeat for picture number 4. A. They are putting on their coats. B. They are running around. C. They are standing against the wall. D. They are sitting on a bench. Look at picture number 5. A. They are riding in a car. B. He is opening the door. C. She is rolling up the window. D. It is driving the car. Repeat for picture number 5. A. They are riding in a car. B. He is opening the door. C. She is rolling up the window. D. It is driving the car. Look at picture number 6. A. The man is looking up. B. There are 3 people in this picture. C. A father is reading to his son. D. The boy is crying. Repeat for picture number 6. A. The man is looking up. B. There are 3 people in this picture. C. A father is reading to his son. D. The boy is crying. Part 1, Listening, Part B. A statement is read, there is a pause, then it is repeated. Choose the correct answer for the written question.
Question number 7. Hi, Alan. Would you like to go to the movies tonight? There is a great comedy show playing at 7 o'clock. We could meet at the theater after dinner. Repeat question number 7. Hi, Alan. Would you like to go to the movies tonight? There is a great comedy show playing at 7 o'clock. We could meet at the theater after dinner.
Question number 8. We are having some guests tonight for dinner, so I need all you children to clean your bedrooms. Tom, will you also clean the bathroom? Mary, you will need to do the dishes. Your father and I will start preparing the food. Repeat of question number 8. We are having guests tonight for dinner, so I need all you children to clean your bedrooms. Tom, will you also clean the bathroom? Mary, you will need to do the dishes. Your father and I will start preparing the food.
Question number 9. I can't believe it's Friday afternoon already. I am really looking forward to the big soccer game tomorrow. Will you be going to the game? Repeat question 9. I can't believe it's Friday afternoon already. I am really looking forward to the big soccer game tomorrow. Will you be going to the game?
Question number 10. The salesperson said the jeans cost $21.13, but I don't have enough money to buy them. Do you think they'll cost less if we go someplace else? Repeat of question number 10. The salesperson said the jeans cost $21.13, but I don't have enough money to buy them. Do you think they'll cost less if we go someplace else?
Question number 11. Please excuse the interruption. There has been a change in the school bus routes this afternoon. The number 5 bus has a flat tire, so all students who normally take number 5 bus will take number 2 bus today. All students who did not plan to take number 5 bus home today must report to the office sometime during periods 4, 5, or 6 to sign a change of bus route form so that the bus driver will know how many students will be on the bus. Repeat question number 11. Please excuse the interruption. There has been a change in the school bus routes this afternoon. The number 5 bus has a flat tire, so all students who normally take number 5 bus will take number 2 bus today. All students who did not plan to take number 5 bus home today must report to the office sometime during periods 4, 5, or 6 to sign a change of bus route form so that the bus driver will know how many students will be on the bus.
Question number 12.
Hey, Linda. I hear you got a job at the music store at the mall. Sounds like fun.
Actually, I was offered a job at the music store. I accepted a job as a teller at the bank.
Well, that makes sense. You're planning to study finance in college, right?
Exactly. I thought it would be better to work at a place now that would prepare me for what I want to do in the future. Repeat question number 12.
Hey, Linda. I hear you got a job at the music store in the mall. Sounds like fun.
Actually, I was offered a job at the music store. I accepted a job as a teller at the bank.
Well, that makes sense. You're planning to study finance in college, right?
Exactly. I thought it would be better to work at a place now that would prepare me for what I want to do in the future. Question number 13.
Hi, Louise.
Oh, hi, Sam. I missed you this morning in history class. Where were you?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. You see, my homeroom teacher had to pick up a bunch of science materials from our lab experiment, so she asked me to stick around and help her.
Repeat question number
13. Hi, Louise.
Oh, hi, Sam. I missed you this morning in history class. Where were you?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. You see, my homeroom teacher had to pack up a bunch of science materials from our lab experiment, so she asked me to stick around and help her. Question number 14.
Did Mr. Jackson say it was okay to miss his class?
Yeah, my homeroom teacher called him and asked if he minded. He said it was okay with him if it was okay with me.
Well, all we did was take notes about the Industrial Revolution.
I know. That's why I was looking for you. I wanted to see if I could look over your notes tonight. I can bring them back to you tomorrow. Repeat question number 14.
Did Mr. Jackson say it was okay to miss his class?
Yeah. My homeroom teacher called him and asked if he minded. He said it was okay with him, if it was okay with me.
Well, all we did was take notes about the Industrial Revolution.
I know. That's why I was looking for you. I wanted to see if I could look over your notes tonight. I can bring them back to you tomorrow. Question number 15.
Oh, sure. That's not a problem. I have my notebook right here in my... Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Well, I thought my notebook was in my backpack, but I must have left it in Mr. Jackson's room. I'd better go get it.
I'll go with you. Repeat question number 15.
Oh, sure. That's not a problem. I have my notebook right here in my... Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Well, I thought I had my notebook in my backpack, but I must have left it in Mr. Jackson's room. I'd better go get it.
I'll go with you.
End of part one, listening. Now complete the rest of the test on your own.